Hello, Pastor Deborah here. Welcome again to another wonderful Word of Encouragement video for you. I am Pastor Deborah, a global master teacher of spiritual things, deeply hidden things from you. And I hope you'll become a spiritual disciple of mine and maybe other master teachers so you can learn, so your soul can be transformed, so you can become like a new creature. All that was old, horrible, icky, can pass away. And I got a question for you today, here on this wonderful Word of Encouragement, number 11 of the year 2024 for you. Who avenges your spirit from your soul? Oh, you didn't know that you are two in one? You're really a three-part being, a physical body, a soul that is consistent and made up of your biological brain through the five senses and all the neurochemicals, the blood, the water, and you have a spirit. I call it the forever person that lives inside of you, that is normally in most of you, sunk down into your soul, covered by your soul and its lust of its flesh. And it's ruled through its five senses, but deeply hidden away in that world, the realm of the spirit. Your spirit lives in another realm, probably the kingdom of darkness. And I want to talk to you today about you and your three parts, your biological body, your five senses, your soul. You might call it your heart, your feelings, your mental health, and your forever person. This video from Pixabay represents both our soul, the dark trees and light, the darkness, the road that we travel on, the way that's made for us through programming, through our five senses, the world of genetics, the world that is right there before us, and we just walk. And the light that is trying to break through from your spirit from another realm. So here on this Word of Encouragement from me, Pastor Deborah, here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel of YouTube, I'm going to ask you that question. Who avenges your spirit? Who fights for it? Who defends it, protects it from your soul? Did you know that there is a battle that goes on the inside of you? You have one that's a victor called the soul, powerful soldier, maybe like a fierce tiger. And then there's your spirit, like a child, baby lamb, so to speak, that gets devoured, gets sold, trampled, encased, locked down, put in prison, cannot move, cannot think, cannot reach out. But I've got good news for you. I'm coming to your spirit right now. I'm bringing light to it, to feed it, to nourish it, to help it grow strong, so it can speak to you, your soul, and it can shine the light it gets to you, the soul. So here in Psalms 18 of the King James Authorized Bible, verses 46 through 50, we're going to get some spiritual light, just like this, into our soul. Some spiritual revelations that's going to help your soul transform itself to be the creature, the being it was always supposed to be. Submitted as a helpmate to your spirit. Your spirit was to cover it, sort of like a husband, protect it, guard it and protect it. Your soul, connected to your biological body through the five senses, was to be a vessel that the spirit used to speak out into the world of the natural, the world that you see through your five senses, you contact, you touch. The soul was to be a mouthpiece, a microphone. It was to be a helper to the spirit. So the spirit would know what's going on out there in that other realm, the realm of the natural, the realm of the biological body. The realm we see with our eyes, the solar system, the stars, that we think with our mind, that we feel with our heart. The spirit does not contact that world. It lives in another world, the realm of the hidden, the realm of the spirit. But we're all in one body. Yeah, I have a physical body, I have a soul, and I am a spirit. That's right. So here in this word of encouragement, we're going to work through these scriptures. I use the Authorized King James Bible because it's one that has no commentaries by any denomination, religion, person, pastor, or teacher. It gives me this, the word. Then I was taught to use the Strong's Concordance and the Webster's Dictionary. I need to know definitions of words. I need to know their Greek meaning, their Hebrew, maybe Aramaic, and I need to know what the Webster's Dictionary has to say. I study with those instruments. Then my interpreter, who translates and teaches me what all of this means, is the Holy Spirit. He's in my spirit from the kingdom of heaven. He was given to me as a teacher, a governor, to govern my system of my spirit, to help it grow up, to learn, to be educated, to learn how to become a king of the kingdom of heaven, and to learn who I really am, what my image is and my likeness, since I have become born again. In my old image and likeness, I was a son of a king, all right, called a kingdom from the kingdom of darkness. I was a son through nature, through image of Satan, the very adversary of God. My spirit had taken on its nature long ago, when one of my ancestors and yours, named Cain, killed his brother. And even before that, our grandparents, so to speak, named Adam and woman, not Eve. Woman was the wound spiritual man. The name Eve did not come to the woman until after they fell from grace. And they lost the Holy Spirit and they died spiritually. Then woman was given the name Eve, which means the mother of all living. The only thing that was living on planet Earth in spirit man, in humanity, was the flesh. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That was all that was alive. The spirit had died. The spirit had taken its submissive place. It would follow the soul into that world. It disobeyed a direct commandment from its father of not to touch or eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It followed its wife, who Adam had declared it was just flesh and bone from him, nothing else. So his helpmate became a flesh creature. It did not become a loving wife. He only saw the natural. He didn't see it was a spiritual helper to him. So he got married to it, and he was to follow it wherever it went. So Pastor Deborah, when she got born, was a mess. My spirit had sunk down into the miry clay, had not eaten of the tree of life yet. It was a follower of the flesh, locked in a kingdom of darkness. My image and nature was of Satan, the adversary of God. Every good thing and wonderful thing that I was supposed to do and have a nature and image of became evil and wicked, full of pride and lust and greed, hate and jealousy, control and envy. That was my father, Satan, till I believed in a young man named Christ Jesus and accepted his sacrifice for my life, from a cross, a tree. And he forgave me. And I was born again, reincarnated. I went into an experience on the cross for I was in him. He had me on his heart. And you. I went through the cross experience. It is powerful. I went down into hell with him. And I rose up out of the grave, out of death and separation from God, the Father, on the third day. I came out of a tomb, a new creature in Christ, brand new, spiritually totally different. But I'm still got the same physical body. Powerful, powerful teachings that you have to learn. It's not just about faith. It's about what you believe and how far you'll go to defend that belief. So let's get started. Here in Psalms 18, 46 through 50, we're going to try to answer this question. Who avenges your spirit, your forever person, from your soul? Psalms was written by King David, the second king of ancient Israel. He first was a shepherd, then became a prince, so to speak, and he learned from his best friend, Jonathan, whose father was King Saul. He was a mighty warrior. He slain and killed a lot of enemy. And then he became king of Israel at Saul's death. So David was a writer. He was a musician. He was a king, a warrior, a politician. You know, a king is a politician, right? But a king is also a priest to be praying for his nation and people. A king doesn't live a normal life like most of you. Doesn't have a normal love life. It loves its nation and people first. It doesn't think like the rest of humanity. It doesn't live for ball games and pleasure. It's always thinking of its nation, how to save it, protect it. It becomes a mighty protector. So this young man, who King David was learning about, would come later as a little baby. But he had interaction with him and his father and the Holy Spirit when he was a young boy out with the sheep. So now he's a king and he's writing to us. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's a prayer. Maybe it's just his thoughts he wrote down. And here in Psalms 18, 46 through 50, we're going to listen to King David. Verse 46. The Lord, the God of Israel, lives, is living, is alive, and blessed be him. He is my spiritual rock, the foundation. Can you say that about your God? That he is living, that he is alive. Do you bless him when you pray to him? Or is it all about you and what you need blessings for? Do you call him your rock, your foundation? David could. Pastor Deborah can. And spiritually, let the God of my spiritual salvation be spiritually exalted in me, in my spirit, my forever person. And out through my soul, my helpmate, and my physical body. First, you have to understand that you are three parts. That you have a physical body, you have a soul, and you have a spirit. God is the God of your spirit. We learned that from a young man at a well, talking to a lady of Samaritan. He said that the God that she's trying to worship high up on a hill, under a tree probably, and the God that the people are trying to worship in Jerusalem in the temple, he can't be worshipped under a tree or a high mountain or in the building, the temple. He has to be worshipped in the spirit, by your spirit, the forever person. Because he, this God you're trying to worship, young lady, young man, is a spirit. And he is wanting your spirit to know him spiritually, worship him, praise him, seek knowledge and truth from him, and be alive unto him. Most of you are spiritually dead unto this God of King David. You have not yet believed in his Son and received his gift of forgiveness. So you are dead to him. You cannot have a relationship with him yet. So here we are learning that King David is saying he is alive, but he is a spiritual God. Everything we as humans worship, fight for, believe in, it's not the natural world. It's spiritual things. Ruling the world, having power, authority, being the king. That's all spiritual. It's played out through our soul. King David is saying that this God of his, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, ancient Israel, was his God. And it was the God, the source of his spiritual salvation, of his forever person. And he said, you will be spiritually exalted in my spirit, in my forever person, within me, and by my spirit being. That's a powerful statement about our spirit, our forever person. Do you even recognize that you have one? Most of us live out of our soul. What I feel, what I think, what I want. When you say I, that's your soul talking. When you have thoughts, multiple personalities, memories, that's all in your soul, your biological brain. David is telling us there's another realm. Out in the realm of the spirit, and this picture is trying to show us, we have trees here, that's your soul. It's dark. There's dead fall trees on it. There's a road that we walk. But God of King David is wanting to break through to avenge the spirit, bring light to you. This is the spirit shining its light, its rays of truth and love, mercy, into your soul. David is saying that only comes from the king, that he exalts, the king that saved him, the king spiritually, God the Most High. Verse number 47. It is my God and Lord that is spiritually avenges me, King David says, the forever person, from my soul and my spiritual enemies, and spiritually subdues, has victory over, silences the people. The many parts of me, of my soul and spirit, the other evil, wicked voices that are in that realm. It silences all that is not of the God of light, all that is not of the kingdom of heaven. They are silenced under me. Their voices are shut down. That's what King David is saying. Because he exalts the king of the kingdom of heaven. He exalts his words, his edicts, his decrees, his laws, his righteousness, his ways. And he said, because I do that inside of me spiritually, that God, he will subdue my enemy spiritually for me. He will shut the lion's mouth. He will stop their fire from coming. David goes on and says that this Lord of my spirit, this King of the kingdom of heaven, this mighty Christ, this sacrifice, this Lamb, and his Father, they will spiritually put me, a forever person, inside this dirt body, in all spiritual authority, over all of my enemies, even over my soul as I grow and develop. Me, the forever person, will rise up with inside of this dirt body and rule and reign the kingdom of the physical body, the biological brain, the soul, and the realm of the spirit here on planet Earth. That's a powerful statement coming from King David. But he says this God that he serves, the God of the Bible, the God that he knew out in the fields, would do that for him because he lifted him up and praised him and declared who was his spiritual God. Partnership had occurred. A father protecting his son, the son giving all glory and edification and magnification to his spiritual father, the King of heaven, the great I am. Father and son working together inside of a physical body on planet Earth. Verse number 48. He, the Lord God of Israel, King David is saying, spiritually delivers, frees me, the forever person, my spirit being, from my spiritual enemies, from my soul and all of its lust and desires, and from the strength of my own physical body's desires and appetites. That's a powerful statement. What it says is our spirit and our soul are at war with each other. The soul has been dominating us, its appetites, its lust, its desires. And it has been ruling over our spirit. But King David says, once I get in this right relationship, Father, Son, and he is speaking to me, breaking light into my world spiritually, and my forever person is growing and eating and being nourished by the God of kings, by the God of the kingdom of heaven through his governor, the Holy Spirit, the God of Israel. He will spiritually deliver me from all lies and deception and enemies. He will free me from captivity of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, being in the miry clay of the soul. He will free me from that. He'll give me a circumcision, so to speak, a Hebrews 4:12, so I can come up out of the dirt and be lifted high up to receive his light. Me, the forever person, will then become strong. I'll be able to fight against my spiritual enemies, the enemies of my soul, the enemies of my physical body, and all of its lust and desires and appetites, and even my own soul's mind, its programming, its multiplicity. Do you know that most of you have multiple personalities and you're nothing but a mind-controlled slave in your mind? You live in a matrix like Neo from the Matrix movies. Machines, other voices have controlled you. You live in a dream world. You are led around by your nose to whoever says whatever you want to hear, gives you whatever you need. So you'll vote for them, support them, fight for them, do whatever they want. Let them do whatever they want to do in your land, even in your physical body. And they'll use your desires, your lust, your appetites, all your five senses against you. They want to control you through your soul that controls your spirit. They don't want your spirit free. They don't want it knowing truth. You're a mind-controlled slave. Neo knew, had to learn that after he got free from the Matrix. Go watch the movie, 1999, the trilogy. Excellent, excellent. David is saying that once you partner with his king, the king of the kingdom of heaven, through his son, Christ Jesus, and you have an experience on the cross, you come out of the tomb, his father, through the governor, the Holy Spirit, is going to help you, the forever person, the spirit part of you, battle against your own soul and the soul's pride. Do a study on pride. Do a study of Satan, the adversary. I have a big blue book I'm working through called The Kingdom of Darkness. We're in a section right now like, who is the king? You have to understand who is the adversary of God. started off as Lucifer, the son of the morning, the son of the first age. Beautiful creature. Then he fell because he got prideful, full of lust. He wanted what was to be passed on to his creator. He was not a creature that could create like the God could. Go study, Satan. Go study pride, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. Go study. Learn about yourself. David continues and says, yes, he, the Lord, the God will do this for me. He will help me to overcome and do battle against my own soul and physical body. He will help my spirit to rise up, grow up, mature, become enlightened. He will help the light to come through and bring new life to the trees. New life will shine the light on the path I'm to walk spiritually. He will help me, is what King David is saying. David goes on and says, you will do this, O Lord God, spiritually. You will lift me up out of the miry clay, out of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Me, the forever person, you will lift me up on high with all spiritual rulership, authority, and dominion that you gave to me in Genesis when you declared I was to have all authority on earth, over the earth, and you gave me spiritual kingship and leadership. You will lift me up above those, all those other voices, those souls, those concepts, those beings that rise up against me. Me, once I get it, a spiritual king from the kingdom of heaven, a child of a God. I have had to learn that I too am a God myself. Every human has that potential. What that means is you are a life-giving spirit, that through your spirit, you have God in it himself. You can create words. You can create things through your spirit. And you can bring life with your creation to new spiritual beings through your spirit. So you become a life-giving spirit, a God. I am a prince right now because I'm not in fullness of maturity. I'm almost there. I'm on assignment in a foreign country, territory called Earth. I've been sent behind the enemy lines here on planet Earth to set captives free, you. I've been given leadership and authority and kingship above those things, all other voices, souls, events, concepts, words, beings, creatures that rise up spiritually against me and the kingdom of heaven. You, O Lord, King David goes on and says, my God, my Savior, my King has spiritually delivered me, the forever person, from the violent man, my very own soul, and from other souls that are violent, and from their physical bodies. Death will take my body. That's a truth. This physical body will die. Even if I get a new life, and maybe death is near, one day, this heart will stop. But the real me, the spirit me, will live on. I'll go to heaven for a while, keep learning, keep teaching. And then one day, this earth that we're all on is going to be folded up as an old garment, maybe blow up, explode. Maybe when the sun of our solar system explodes, we are told it's dying, and in its last breath it will explode. This earth and this solar system that we know will disappear. While humans, spirits will be up in heaven. But a new earth will be created, and we will all go there. But first we'll have a marriage. The church, all of the people of God, will be given in marriage by the Father, who I'm under right now as his sort of daughter. My hand will be passed to Christ Jesus. We will be married. The Word of God and me will come to a new earth one day, and we'll start a new colony. The people of God and their husband, so to speak. When you look at marriages, it's a spiritual shadow of what's going to happen. Right now, children are being born. The church is being built. Christ Jesus is still working here on planet Earth. He comes and he goes. So does the Father. It's war down here right now. You know that. This is an enemy territory. It's got sin all in it, blood all in it, demonic spirits and everything. The earth is against you. Your own physical body's against you. Your soul's against you. But God is at work, and so is Pastor Deborah and many others. We're trying to first set you free, get you delivered, and get you out of here. So you can then become the bride you're supposed to be, the partner, the king, to come to a new land, a new earth. But that's all in the future. Right now, we're just working. Get you set free and delivered. Verse 49. King David's still talking to us. Therefore, because you have spiritually done these things for me, O Lord, the forever person, will I, the forever person, give thanks unto you, O Lord, among the heathen, in front of them, to my soul. I will speak to it and say, we aren't doing what you want to do. We're not going to look there. We're not going to desire that. And when my soul becomes depressed, King David says, I'm going to call it, take it, and say, come on, we're going into the presence of the Lord. We're not going to let you sit in that miry clay of depression. We're going into the presence of the Lord. I will rise up, me, the forever person, and I will become a proper husband, so to speak, protector, provider. I will cover you with my spirit. You are my helpmate, I will say to you, soul. You are the weaker part. You're not of the realm of the spirit. But I need you to help me in this natural world. But you cannot be the boss anymore. So David is saying, I'm going to do that with the Lord's help. I will do this inside this kingdom of spirit, soul, and physical body in secret. Then I'll do it out in the open. I will speak to others. I will allow my vessel, my helpmate, my soul, speak through my biological body. And it will correctly and properly translate, be a translator, and speak about the things it has learned. It will translate the realm of the spirit, the kingdom of heaven, out to the realm on the earth. You do that a lot in prayers. I can speak to thunder, lightning, hurricanes, fire, water, out in the natural. But I do know that there is a spiritual realm behind it. We live in two realms, the natural realm and the spiritual realm. You must have authority, leadership, over both, first inside of you, within your kingdom of spirit, soul, and physical body, then out to the rest of the world. And I will sing praises unto your name, O Lord, even in my quiet times, even in my spirit and my sleep, when I'm alone, and my soul will sing praises. My body will dance and bow before you. I will sing praises about your truths, your wisdom, your authority, your dominion, your rulership, your victory, your judgments, your laws, and your righteousness. I will give you all glory in all realms. Verse number 50. Great spiritual deliverance. Have you, O Lord God, spiritually given to me, your spiritual king, the forever person, over my soul and my physical body, over all others that are my enemies? And you, O Lord God, have showed your great mercy to me. You have showed to me, your anointed one, the forever person, all of your love and mercy and forgiveness. Our forever person, King David has said, is as a shepherd and a king. And we are also your flock. Israel, the Prince of God. All of humanity, God looks at us spiritually as Israel, his son, his people, his children, his royal nation, his kings, lost to him for so long. We are his people, humanity. And our seeds for generations to come. He gives us his word and his spirit and his life on a cross for forgiveness and reconciliation, for our salvation forevermore. King David tells us, it is the Lord God of Israel, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, the God of King David, the God of the four Gospels, the God of the first evangelists, the Father of Christ Jesus. He is the one who will avenge our spirit. He does it through his Son, Christ. What would you do if you were to sacrifice your life to save your family? Would you do it? Would your love of your father and your family and the love of your brothers and sisters be so great that you would give up your own life? That's what Christ Jesus did. He was asked to do that, to save all of humanity. And he did. You see that great sacrifice when you see a soldier lay on a grenade to protect another soldier, give his life to protect a nation and a people. He gets disciplined, trained. He'll lay down his life. That is the kind of life and training Pastor Deborah had. Grew up in a military family. Was never a part of any community. My eyes and heart were on the world, setting captives free. I was a World War II child. My father served General Patton. I lived in the military, traveled the world. I knew about jets and bombers and planes. Training, discipline, a love of freedom and deliverance, and willing to sacrifice your life. That was Christ Jesus. He was asked to go by the Allied Supreme Officer, the General, his father, the King of Heaven. Go, set humanity free. He's now works behind enemy lines here on planet Earth in dreams, visions, works through his people that will speak his words, pray the prayers that are needed, be as royal priests unto the nation, plead for their lives with the king for forgiveness and mercy. It's a powerful relationship to be in. Pastor Deborah's in it. I hope you will join us as a family member and learn and grow about who you really are, and that you too will learn who helps you to overcome your soul and all of its lust and pride, and who avenges you, the forever person, your spirit, within your body. Okay, I'll see you next time, next week, I think, on the next Word of Encouragement from Pastor Deborah here on the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel. Bye.